All of the articles of organization are going to talk about members and managers. Let's talk about members and managers for just a second. A member is a stockholder. They wanted to designate LLCs as different from corporations, so they have all of the terms be different. The member is the stockholder. He's the guy that owns the company, that owns the interest in the company. LLCs don't have stock. They have membership interests. We talk about issuing the membership interests, just like you would issue a stock certificate. The members are the owners. The managers are the guys who manage the company. The corresponding guys in a corporation are the officers and the directors. Now, obviously, in a corporation, you can have shareholders, and they can elect officers and directors. The officers and directors, they don't have to own any interest in the company. The same is true with an LLC. The members own the company. The managers may or may not be owners of the company. They may or may not be members. Now, remember that we said that one of the things that you to choose was centralized management? You're going to have that choice in kind of a sly way here. The form is going to ask you if it is a member-managed company, LLC, or a manager-managed LLC. If you choose a manager-managed LLC, that just said that you have centralized management because the members don't have to be the manager. We can get somebody who is not an owner, not a member, to be the manager. If you choose member-managed, then only members, only owners, can be officers and directors or managers of the company. The management is not centralized. Nobody tells you that you had that choice and that you are actually choosing one of the basic elements of the limited liability company. In fact, most lawyers can't tell you what the four elements of the limited liability company are. They have no clue what they're doing in this respect. They just know maybe it's member managed, maybe it's manager managed. I don't know. Which one do you want? The other issue is the liability. We're going to choose that later. Some of the articles of organization don't have you make a specific choice. It's just assumed that you want the liability protection. Now, we've used the word member, the owner. Who can be an owner of an LLC? You know that anybody can be an owner of a C corporation. In an S corporation, you're limited as to who the owners can be. You're limited to 100-ish owners. And by the way, I say 100-ish because husband and wife are considered one, and so on and so forth. You can't have non-U.S. citizens be owners of a subchapter S corporation. You can't have other corporations be owners or shareholders in a subchapter S corporation. Only certain types of trusts can be owners of subchapter S corporations. Well, who can the owners of an LLC be? If you're going to have an LLC that is taxed as a partnership or a limited partnership or a C corporation, you can basically have anybody be an owner of that LLC. There is no limit as to the number of people who can be owners. You can have non-U.S. citizens be owners. You can have other corporations or other LLCs be owners, that is, members. However, if you make the tax selection that you want your LLC taxed as a subchapter S corporation, same tax rules, then you're going to have to follow the same rules as to who the members can be as you would if you were establishing a subchapter S corporation. But you're not really going to worry about these because you're going to be setting up your LLC. You're going to have one or two partners. They're the guys down the street. You may have to worry about whether they're U.S. citizens or not. Or you're going to set this up so that the kids are the members, and if the kids are the members, they're going to be U.S. citizens, if you're a U.S. citizen, or if they were born in the United States. So you're not going to worry about these rules to a great degree. In your articles of organization, you are actually going to list the name and the physical address of each one of the managers. You're probably going to be the manager. That's your name, and it's your address. If your LLC is a Utah LLC or a California LLC, and you are the manager, you're living in Ohio, then you're going to put your name and your Ohio address in that blank. If there is a second manager or a third manager, you are going to put their name and their residential address in that blank. Now, having said that, it is possible in some states that your manager could be another LLC or a corporation or a limited partnership, and you would put the registered address of that company in this space. By the way, if you are a warm-blooded individual in the state, you could put your office address. It doesn't necessarily have to be your residential address. It just needs to be someplace where the officials can get a hold of you if there is a problem with your company or your company is being sued.